Blog Talk Radio. Yay! Hello, welcome to Curtis Clark Entertainment Report. It is Sunday chat. Hopefully, Cousin Wanda will call in. Maybe not. She might be out dining. I love the picture that she posted yesterday. She looks really enjoying good barbecue somewhere, ribs and so on, in Plano, I believe. But I am Beth, a.k.a. Be True, and thank you so much. My apologies for not airing since Monday. As I prepared to air on Wednesday morning, some craziness happened. I heard gunshots, enough gunshots where call 911. And yesterday, that was like one, those of you that know, I was posting articles from topics of that I have had scheduled for the broadcast throughout the holiday season, and then you all notice I still posted scriptures and prayers for the Lord to place a hedge of protection around all of us. And sure enough, later on that evening, Peter and I had not seen each other in ages, and we all right up to the left, a pregnant woman was killed. Thank God, big shout out to the LEOs out there, though. They called the kid, yes, the kid, and young adult, that were responsible for that. And they also, I believe, they have possibility they saw some other murders that happened. A big shout out to law enforcement all around the country, here in Jackson, Mississippi, all around the country, first responders, doctors, nurses, the work, those of you that are sad and dealing with the surge of COVID and so on. Thank you all for doing your best and to take care of us and to serve us, those are the good ones. There's a few little rotten apples out there. We work on that, and as they would decide to do other things. But the topics are holiday blues. I've condensed the topics from different shows. Holiday blues, which we're going to talk about. Cousin Linda, I decided to allow the new topic to be the topic of the show. And last Sunday, I covered what's the number two for the holiday season, especially my first is CNBC. So I will, if Prince Linda does not call in, I will reference to the article regarding how it is not a new rule that many of us would be paying 20% and 30% instead of the normal 15% tip when dining out of the restaurant. Yes, I know many of you. Some of you, like I said, look, you didn't say anything about the game. Congratulations to South Carolina State and Coach Q. That was a really good game. I predicted it would be Jackson State 53-27. WAPT, our ABC affiliate, I think they predicted 10, but Jackson State is the winner. So South Carolina State won the Celebration Bowl that was held in Atlanta in our Coach Prime stomping ground yesterday. And South Carolina State and their coach said that he's been trying to get there and get the W for 10 years. And they won, and congratulations to them. Coach Prime and Jackson State Tigers. And I in this specificity, you automatically, family, you automatically, I was born a Saints fan. I was born a Texas State Tigers fan. And after community college, I studied business management at Texas State. I did kind of get my BS so I could get a master's in business psychology. But Jackson State Tigers, Jackson State is, well, all of our colleges and universities and businesses are part of our lifestyle, part of our culture. Just like good food and good people, you know, really. So Coach Prime and Jackson State Tigers had an awesome, awesome 4 years. Awesome. History making first 4 years. Not to mention right before they left for Atlanta, managed to swipe the number one, I think, like, draft pick, Travis Connor. So, and Coach Prime earlier this week, I think he, Coach of the Swag Coach of the Year, his son has, his sons have been acknowledged, old team has been acknowledged. And so just the history. Tomorrow morning we'll definitely go through this accomplishment since he has signed, since he signed on to be Coach Prime, to be Jackson State coach. And I know when he first was signed on, I tweeted him and it said, "You like a Coach Gordon, an amazing Coach Gordon, and Eddie Robinson recognition." So he's getting his own. He can't even say he's another Coach Gordon or another this comedy on this Coach Gordon on. He's setting his own. He's pulling in from the different coaches that he's worked with and in his own coaching style and what he's going to do. And so that's amazing. Now, Lil Boosie made an announcement about a month ago. So he calls Jackson State home. He says this is Jackson State next year. So that's amazing. But the game a couple of weeks ago, the Swag Championship game, it brought certain news to the city of Jackson. And I agree with Coach Fine. Some of that money should go to the college, to Jackson State, especially the athletic department, and then other departments also. It's amazing. And it also goes to clean up the city. Crime under control. Businesses and just letting us know, the citizens and businesses know that it's safe to come here and not just certain weekends, but every weekend, every day. Because there was a time this city was lit. Know the history of Jackson. Know this. This city was always popping. It was the go-to city. A small town came to Jack's hotel rooms and just have an experience of their lifetime. So yeah, bring that back. You know, bring that back. Definitely. Big shout out to all my loved ones in Dallas, my cousin and my brother Tommy at Trader's Village. Shout out to everyone at Trader's Village. While you're shopping, this is last Sunday before Christmas, so definitely stop by out at the airport and I purchased some authentic African items, beauty products, skincare, furniture, art, apparel. If you love the oil, definitely go to my brother-in-law, my niece, and my family. And a big shout out to my friend, all of my people, all over the for the family experience in Atlanta. It had a blast. So if you didn't have to come back and stay at the holidays, be safe. You know, everyone's traveling. Be safe. We're dealing with COVID. We're dealing with craziness. We're dealing with so much. So, you know, stay prayed up. Stay prayed up. I think people say it, so that's my love moment. But I agree. There's so much going on right now. Some people, it's not really the holiday blues. It's really the craziness going on. But holiday blues, it's not just someone being feeling humbug. You know that? It's not just somebody being agreeing. Somebody is sick. It's the holidays. So I read an article on psychology.org. And it was written this year. I think it's a new article written another time. On November the 10th, 2021, the holiday blues, a special tip on how to cope with the holiday blues. Even in years without a global pandemic, catastrophic weather events and other 2020 phenomena, but it was written this year. Many people find the holidays stressful, exhaustion, or depression, according to the American Psychological Association. 44% of women and 33% of men surveyed feeling stressed during the holidays. The holiday blues strike people stressed in the gathering. Even those on Zoom, it might devolve into arguments over politics or other sensitive topics. Overspending, especially with people already feeling financial stress. Pressure to create the most effectively decorated home, create professional grade cookies, and find the perfect holiday gift. Our guide offers tips for dealing with the holiday blues, or perhaps even overcoming it. Advice from professionals. What are the holiday blues? The holiday blues explains Fatima Watt, psychologist, psychology director of behavior health services at Christian Churches, are feelings of stress, anxiety, and sadness around the holiday season. The reason for holiday blues vary by individuals. But to me, individuals, they didn't put an S on them. So, the reason by individual, I guess that's right. The reasons for holiday blues vary by individual. According to clinical psychologist Michelle Paul, triggers include memories of lost loved ones and with that intense of yearning or aching to be with them, along with too high or unrealistic expectations for what things should or must be. Holiday blues are generally temporary, may overlap with more serious mental health conditions, such as seasonal affective disorder or clinical depression. Common symptoms of the holiday blues: situational sadness, trouble concentrating, irritability, anxiety, fatigue, or stress. Symptoms often begin in November of the year. The holiday blues manifest themselves in different ways. What signs for holiday blues as including changes in evening sleeping habits, irritability and fatigue, feeling overwhelmed and stressed, and not expecting happiness in place during once pleasurable activities. Other symptoms may include anxiety, trouble concentrating, lethargy, and eating or drinking more than usual. Beyond the holiday season, individuals may need to seek professional counseling. Psychiatrist Leila R. Megabi, MD, advises that if individuals exhibit significant weight changes, paranoid behavior due to severe depression or anxiety, and are at risk for harm, karma decisions, I encourage parents to seek help right away. Parents, loved ones, anybody close, or are not close, according to Tracy, licensed clinical social worker, Debbie, adds that if their feelings begin impacting their relationships at work, school, or home, it's recommended that they seek professional help. Reasons why people spend the holiday blues, some reasons that cause people to spend the holiday blues, including unrealistic or unattainable expectations. Many individuals have perfectionistic traits and have very high expectations, which always seem to fall short, like daily state. Memories of loved ones we've had. Yes, our mother, she loved this time of year. And sadly, we lost her this time of year, 2017, and so you know, she was my number one fan, and she loved interacting with you all. But one thing that me upbeat is, you know, the holiday season. And that is just something that is in me. Even when I have nothing, or if I have a lot, I get excited because of how my mother and family view the holiday season. And it is, you know, it's about Christ, and it's about Santa and Kwanzaa and family gatherings, and or even if you're alone, being optimistic for a new beginning. Isolation and loneliness. What advice that people make sense for how to do this? Isolation and loneliness and just becoming loved ones. Like I said, I had a friend that his birthday is on the 21st and he lost his parents this year. I was just in my business because I'm happy birthday. Feeling overwhelmed or stressed, even if we keep our expectations in check, offers calm. There may still be a long to-do list because of great experience. Financial difficulties. While I was first individuals over a financial financially, I've been unable to afford this. And then the article goes on to say, well, I mentioned earlier, there's another part of the article entitled How the COVID-19 Pandemic Could Worsen Symptoms Associated with Holiday Blues. Could the prolonged COVID-19 pandemic only heighten the effects of the holiday blues in people who already feel lonely and isolated, stressed, and depressed? The surge in COVID cases right now feels frustrating and anxiety-provoking. Other people look at past holidays with nostalgia, as many had thought that the pandemic would be over by now. Seeing more individuals reporting hopelessness and helplessness and reflecting on how they held hope by the holidays, like they have returned to normal. Tracy observed, in addition, worries about gatherings and loved ones contracting the virus make the holiday season more challenging than previous ones. Says what? Get them coping with the holiday days. Our professionals offer their tips for overcoming the holiday days. Look away from the most emotions. being grateful to be alive and have the breath of life within our being. To receive and have the answers to save all the questions and help us once again at our spirit. A light box can improve your mood Monday, Thursday, Wednesday, daily. Taking advantage of the effects of alcohol or drug use can also affect our mind and our body's ability to manage our emotions. Acknowledge grief, whether you experience grief due to the loss of your loved ones, the loss of a tradition. Yes, that is something that I'm like, a lot of traditions just haven't done, I just not doing. And there are new traditions that I would like. There's a loss of a tradition, a loss of time and memory, family situation. How I would agree with it, you know, be committed to it. Exactly. A missionary in local ministry, it is important that when dealing with the loss of a loved one or someone that you're distant from, it's good to do things to stay with you. Cook with you. I do the tradition to stay with you. To me, that I mean, not only a lost loved one, but one that you are cannot be with. Focus on the positive. McGazzy says that mission positive information, which you know, prayers and informations are part of my life. Listening positive affirmations in the morning can help individuals start the day in a positive mood. This could divert attention from self-deprecating thoughts and responses. Something that I've been doing, I've been listening to the subliminal recordings. If you don't have any, you can just go to YouTube. That's what I do. Go to YouTube and listen to those subliminal recordings and meditations. And you should be amazed. I listen to some really bad. You watch some classical music. Or your favorite music. Something that would just get you going to be in a positive mood. My friends always get me motivated and positive on me. So, conservatives, I'm going to read a little bit. Dr. Fatima Watt, she became her doctorate in clinical psychology at Georgia School of Psychology. She completed her clinical training in pediatric psychology, which is in healthcare of Atlanta, Edison, followed by an internship and postdoctoral fellowship at Franciscan Surgery. Before returning to Franciscan Surgery as the director of behavioral health services, she served as a pediatric psychologist at the Poplar Rehab Hospital Surgery. Dr. Watt, including low income, medically psychiatric complexes, and racially diverse youth and families. Dr. Watt is credentialed by the National Register of Health Services Psychologists. And she's a student. I don't know why I'm getting pronouncing the word better. Dr. Michelle Paul is a clinical psychologist and executive director of the practice at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, Community Mental Health Clinic, as a practicing psychologist in the Las Vegas community since 1999 in New York. A network of mental health training clinics is devoted to evidence-based practices for healing children and caregivers through grief, loss, trauma, and their emotional impact. Dr. Paul has actively served and advocated for mental health and best practices through numerous local, state, and national service areas, including President of Nevada Psychological Association, President of Nevada Board of Psychology, and member at large of the Association of State and Provincial Psychology Board. And Dr. Courtney Tracy is a non-conventional therapist. Dr. Courtney Tracy of CSW stigmatize the mental health sector for patients and professionals alike. Known as the Truth Doctor, she prides herself on her honesty, authentic approach to mental health care, and shares her teachings on Instagram and TikTok with over 1 million in Santa Barbara and host a podcast titled Your Unconscious is Showing, which we discuss the underlying truth behind our daily life. And I should invite the dream. So I'm trying to just try to post. So that was a very good article, and that is from professionals. Advice from professionals. First, by Colleague Video. Just because I'm going to call this in. Not we were just thinking on. You all can call in still. At 5 minutes of live stream, you would like to call 516-595-8255. So my apologies. I had every intention of air Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and today. But we'll be back on today. The show's more than likely they scheduled for the AM. But it's just different. And sometimes it means even night. Yes. Oh, and speaking of the pandemic, I posted articles earlier this morning regarding how the importance of the super spreader being exposed back in.
This program is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Flu season is here, and it's time for most of us to get vaccinated. Each year, hundreds of thousands of people in the U.S. get influenza and several thousand die from the disease. Dr. Aaron Kennedy is a researcher with CDC's National Center for Immunization and Respiratory Diseases. She's joining us today to discuss the importance of getting an annual flu vaccine. Welcome to the show, Aaron.
Thank you, Bob.
Aaron, who should get a flu vaccine?
Well, anyone can get very sick from the flu. So we recommend that everyone 6 months of age and older get a vaccination each year. People 9 years of age and older only need one dose this season. But children 6 months through 8 years may need two doses. Parents of children in this group should contact their healthcare provider to find out if they need a second dose.
Aaron, you mentioned that anyone can get very sick from the flu. What groups are at higher risk for getting complications from the flu?
It's especially important for those at high risk of serious complications from the flu and their close contacts to be vaccinated. Those at higher risk for serious complications include young children, pregnant women, people with chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, and heart disease, and the elderly over 65 years. Close contacts include healthcare providers and parents and caregivers of children younger than 6 months of age.
Do we need to get a flu vaccine every year?
Yes, you should get a flu vaccination each year. Flu viruses are constantly changing, and the vaccine may be updated each season. This is to protect against the viruses that are expected to be circulating the upcoming season. Also, a person's immunity to influenza viruses declines over time. For these two reasons, annual vaccination is recommended as the best protection against the flu.
Does getting the vaccine guarantee you won't get the flu?
Well, the flu vaccine is the single best way to protect yourself and your family from the flu. But protection is never 100%, and some people can still get the flu after being vaccinated. How well the vaccine works partly depends on the age and health of the person getting vaccinated. Also, it takes about 2 weeks after vaccination for your body to develop protection against the flu. There are other viruses that can cause flu-like symptoms, and the vaccine cannot prevent illnesses caused by these viruses.
Aaron, is it ever too late in the flu season to get vaccinated?
No, it's never too late to get vaccinated during a flu season. The flu season typically runs from October through April, and flu activity usually peaks in January or February in the United States. We recommend that people get vaccinated as soon as the vaccine is available, and getting vaccinated before flu arrives in your community is best. However, it's never too late to get vaccinated, and the vaccine can still protect you against the flu as long as flu viruses are circulating.
Where can listeners get more information about the flu vaccine?
Listeners can get more information about influenza and the influenza vaccine at www.cdc.gov/flu.
Thanks, Erin. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Erin Kennedy about the importance of getting the flu vaccine. Remember, the flu vaccine is recommended for everyone 6 months of age and older. Give yourself and your loved ones the gift of health this year. Put getting a flu vaccine on your to-do list. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO.
Very important. I almost changed that to PSA because so many awesome informative PSAs that I need to share on my podcast, but I decided to keep that on there. I just recently, the state of Mississippi has experienced its first pediatric flu death. So it's important. We talk about COVID, but flu and the common cold causes no health problems. So I'm looking at an article that the county holiday plans because of Omicron variant in life. NGRAP is the writer of an article at SF6. And it's published today. As the United States braces for potential Omicron surge, may be asking, should I cancel or alter my holiday plans? Well, that's part of the new normal, right? We've been arguing since early 2020. No, I would not advise vaccinated people to change the holiday plans due to Omicron, said Dr. Monica Gandhi, an infectious doctor. Doctor at UCS Health. John's response is very different for people who haven't gotten the COVID-19 vaccination. I would avoid parties and travel if I were an unvaccinated adult. Please get vaccinated if you are not yet vaccinated as the state of the situation. John noted that after disease like antibodies from the COVID infection are vaccinated can wane over time, the virus can evolve to make it harder for antibodies to bind. They're not the only line of defense. T cells from the vaccine still work against Omicron, and B cells generated by the vaccine adapt to new antibodies that mild symptoms can still occur. If antibodies begin to land protective modality in the nasal passage. But the vaccine are still protecting Omicron infected individuals from severe disease. The Omicron variant is a strain of SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID-19, spurred a new wave of cases in South Africa in November, which began to appear in the United States. Remember, 3 weeks ago, tomorrow, when I first shared, the Omicron version is November, and then it begins to appear in the United States. While Delta remains the dominant variant, the Centers for Disease Control released new data Wednesday that Omicron cases will increase sharply in January. Early evidence indicates that the variant is highly transmissible, and the Bay Area, so this article is in the Bay Area, but we all know around the world, around America, we know we got to be careful. Because the articles that I shared this morning from around the world, and one article is, oh my goodness, where was it? There was a holiday party. People weren't vaccinated. People caught COVID, even the Omicron variant at this holiday party. Early evidence indicates that the variant is highly transmissible in the Bay Area, already found many outbreaks among the group of fully vaccinated boosted employees of Kaiser Permanente, Oakland Medical Center. None of the staff is seeing the impact on anyone. They all had mouth symptoms according to a statement from Kaiser. The Omicron variant may be more transmissible, but all the data so far is pointing to resident and more mild than early strains in finding. Despite that hopeful message, many people are still comfortable with indoor holiday parties at friends' homes and removing masks if everyone's vaccinated and not having any symptoms to understand it. Yeah, they should, but I think there's a difference. And I'm fully vaccinated. I don't have my boost. I'm fully vaccinated, but I'm being mindful and I'm being safe and I am focused on that the slow spread when it comes to me getting it. And I don't want to spread it to anybody too. If I did, but I don't want to say it if nothing. That includes elderly relatives along with anyone who is in immunocompromised or has multiple medical conditions, especially if they've got an infectious shot. Dr. Peter Chen Holmes, an infectious disease doctor at the UCSF, advised that people hosting holiday gatherings, dinners, and reunions to mix the vaccinated and unvaccinated people, move them outdoors. If you decide against asking people about the vaccine status, you should probably say something about unvaccinated and keep your activities outside. Well, I'm vaccinated. Here's unvaccinated. But I feel comfortable being around too. Anybody, I'm one of those people that are very mindful and very, I practice social distancing. I have my sanitizer with me. I'm one of those people. I did have gloves. I believe I need to stock up on some and just have them, you know, you never know when you need them. But now the clothing seals and stuff like that, I have those gloves that I haven't been there yet. If you decide asking, and then I know people who've done the seals, the clothing, and talk COVID. So it's just being mindful and just living the new normal, but being mindful at the same time and using, you have to tell us what to do. You should know how to use our own common sense of what to do and how to do it. If you decide to just asking people about their vaccine status, and that goes to vaccine and unvaccine, you know, to call on the to work on someone to screen, vaccinated or not. I mean, it's important to all of us to do our part of screening. You better just have out your own. You know what I'm saying? After they want to take rapid antigen tests, can be used for additional security in Harvard. Over-the-counter tests can be purchased online or at most pharmacies and digital tests for 15 minutes. They're not as reliable as PCR tests, but you can take them at home and they're likely to take them from when they said them. Now, you know, the president, we all heard him at the same time a couple weeks ago. He said that insurance can cover COVID at home COVID test, and that is great. Also, you can consider who's elderly, unboosted, uncomfortable, or they different time. Those are the factors that might push you into a dismissal. Not to take your local sub-health performance, but guidance on into a private gathering. For example, a San Francisco business will find individuals hosting private events in their homes to confirm the vaccination, and if the public health department recommends masks regardless of nexus status can endure. The vaccinated people offer their holiday travel plans. Both Dundee and Tin Hall also encourage vaccinated people to keep their travel plans, whether road tripping or hopping on their plane. The vaccinated people, especially if you're boosted, I think you can travel with comfort this year. Tin Hall said, you have to travel COVID smart, thinking about who you are, where you're going. Look at the vaccination status of the community. COVID-19 surging. If it is, it doesn't mean you don't go, but it means you should be more careful with private indoor settings. What if the 7-1-100 who can't get vaccinated? You all know this. There's a great thing about the kids. It's really about kids on all ages. Kids, senior adults, all ages. It's important for everybody to be safe. Consider whether any of their kids have pre-existing conditions to make a decision. Think about the risk factors of kids getting ill. The kids getting ill are those with neurological diseases or who are immunocompromised. You may be more careful with their child. Dundee noted that travelers should key into restrictions and requirements around travel, as some places are clamping down in response to Omicron. Some countries may require you to provide a negative COVID test before arrival, regardless of a vaccination status. You might want to check ongoing travel bans and travel restrictions to ensure that these don't ruin your travel. That's the two articles. The article again published today, December 19th. SFD. I'm a deputy news editor for SFD, who's born and raised in the Bay Area and got started in news at the Daily California newspaper, UC Berkeley, which he made his English major. She's been with SFD for more than 10 years. You can email her at agrafsfd.com. And I hear that on. Oh, and you all need to call tomorrow during the other shows this week so we can talk about all of this that we've been talking about today. And also, I posted many articles the other day regarding, I'm looking at updated article from USA Today on MSN.com from an hour ago. So this is right before first came on air. So the article that I posted the other day, it stated that President said we'll begin December 6th with $1,400. Those that do not have an income over $80,000 within the next 2 weeks. Maybe it's taken last year. I know family, friends, and people that I just happen to know. You know, many got over the holiday season. See, with me last year, I had to get mine with my income tax. I prayed my family check for this year. So, will there be a stimulus tax over the holidays? I didn't get mine like a lot of people. A lot of people running the year for this. I know I didn't run into the year, but I pray I can do this year. Most of the government have been dead, but certain states did be operating because they were the holidays. So far, there have been 3 December states, one in April 2020, another in December 2021, and one in 2021. The following states, the following states have passed legislation to provide family state. That's not fair. All there. So this one, okay, Maine, California, Maryland, Florida, Georgia, neighboring Tennessee, Georgia, Mississippi. California is spending $1,100 to the lower income residents. California is sending another round of golden state benefits of $1,100 to residents who made less than $75,000 in the 2020 tax year. You need to have filed your taxes by October 15th. Not to be claimed as dependent and must be a California resident for more than half of 2020. Maine workers will receive for Maine people who work on their dependent according to Maine services. Maine Revenue Services. This payment will be $285 and Maine Revenue Services will issue the pension. You are eligible if you have filed a Maine income tax return for 2020 by October 31st and with a resident of the state for a full year. You must have received wages, salaries, tips, other tax levels for your pay for the year and not be claimed as dependent on another tax rate income tax return for 2020. However, it's only for people who make the lowest salary threshold, specifically $150,000 if married, filing a joint return or qualifying widow or divorce. $112,500 filing as head of household, a 75-year-old marriage filing separately. So, that's breaking news. Maryland is going to take the low-income families to relief. As far as the Maryland Relief Act of 2021, families will receive $500 and individuals will receive $200 if they file for the earned income tax credit. Similar to federal stimulus payments, no applicants for relief is considered. Members who qualify for these payments will only earn $56,844 merit filing jointly with three or more qualified citizens, $43,330 merit filing jointly with two qualified citizens, $47,646 merit filing jointly with one qualified child, and $21,710 merit filing jointly with no qualified child. Florida, Michigan, Tennessee, and Georgia are given $6,000. Bravo. Now that's good. Florida will be distributed a similar payment in December. First responders and educators in Mississippi. Cool. Teachers and principals are eligible for payment of a grant. Georgia has implemented a similar policy giving teachers and principals $1,000 in December payment that will give a grant, $1,000 bonus to every full-time child care professional as part of the child care stabilization grant. Licensed child care providers are eligible to apply and to visit michigan.gov/childcare-supply. Child care professionals will be awarded bonuses that are received from their employers and do not need to apply. Tennessee will be doling out $1,000 of hazard pay bonus full-time teachers with $500 to part-time educators. They should expect to receive benefits before January 1st. The hazard pay came at the cost of expected in money in the state, digital reporter for USA Today, and Michelle Kennedy on Twitter. Awesome article, Michelle. So I'm sharing this article right now. Hopefully the show is not included about me talking. in a booth right now is only to think that about all that I affected with the Avon community, Big Style, as I mentioned, the unveiled, Avon unveiled the new website for Avon customers on rep, Avon ladies and gentlemen, on December the 9th, it's amazing. Visit my online store at avon.com, /rep store/Big Style. Oh, Tuesday here on Blog Talk Radio, my sister podcast that I created to focus on beauty and fashion and trends, radio.com/image-mechanism. So, happy holidays and Merry Christmas and Kwanzaa starts next week. So, we will be discussing a quick Kwanzaa on this Sunday, and hopefully something is going on this Sunday. And I can't wait to hear about the fun that she had at the Dirty Whiteley and May concert on last Sunday, also in Grand Prairie. But I would definitely get this. I'm trying to turn on with Tina, but I'm going to get back in the studio. That's the popular studio show. So that I hope that information helps you a lot. I'm a commentary. I want to share this with you real quick. Hopefully, I can do this with you still in. Is it on the commentary? On the commentary, I think life is a bit more easy than the original SARS-CoV-2 virus. And I even on the commentary.
Yes.